A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take Tenfit Talmud. Menachas Kuf Dalet, Menachas 104a, pagination 207. We'll start from the Mishnah, which can be found on Amud Aleph on about the 8th line, which states, Ein misnadvim lug shnayim vachamisha. A person is allowed to voluntary karban offering of wine, libations, which would be brought on when you're facing the Kodesh Kadashim, it's the far left corner, that's the southwest corner, Deromis Ma'aravis, and it would be poured over there as a libation, but you're not allowed to offer as a libation a single lug, two lug, or five lug, because none of those exist in the protocol of karbanos. And you could only bring your own voluntary libation in the amount that's recognized in karbanos. So Rashi tells us, for example, Shlosha chazu lekeves, three is for a lamb, Ve'arba la'ayil, four for a ram, and shisha dechazu lepar, and six is for a bull. But if you have the numbers one or two or five, those numbers don't exist in regular karbanos, and therefore it can't be offered as such. Avam nisnadvim, but you could offer voluntary shlosha ve'arba ve'shisha, because as we mentioned, all of those are recognized numbers, 3, 4, 6. Umishisha ulamaila, and once you're at 6, anything above that can always be split, if you do the multiplication, between the 3, the 4, and the 6. I shouldn't have said multiplication, I mean addition. You'll be able to add up to reach whatever number is needed. So that, for example, 7. So 3 of them would be a recognized number together with 4, which is also a recognized number, and therefore 7 is accepted. And so on, 8, 9, 10, moving up. In the words of Rashi, v'kach le'olam, and that's how it is forever. The words of the Rambam, Re'uyin l'nischei behemos. You could only donate what is fitting for libations by animals, and that's what you could donate, the same amounts. The Gemara has an interesting question, quite logically follows the Mishnah. What happens if a person did make a vow to offer a number that is not recognized? For example, 5. And the phrase is Yesh keva l'nesachim o ein keva l'nesachim. How is the binding nature of this vow going to work? Hechi dami. And the Gemara offers two possibilities. The fourth line of the Gemara, Makriv arba'a minayu dechazi la'ayil v'idach havei nedava. Maybe you take 4 of the 5 because that's fitting, that's the maximum number fitting for a karban. And those 4 can be brought as a libation, and the additional 1 is not recognized as anything. Instead, you vowed it. You're going to have to put it into the communal offerings as a donation. Or, ad-mimali luhu lo kravi, until you complete to a number that is recognized, we're just going to stall you. You won't be able to bring it. You vowed 5. You're going to end up having to bring a 6th in order to have it recognized. And then, b'chlal masayim mana, included in 6 is 5. You did your obligation and you figured out a way to bring the 5. Indeed, jumping to a conclusion, the Rambam in Maaseh Korbanos Yudzayin Yudalid writes that if Nader Chamisha, if you vowed 5, Omrin lo Hashlem Shisha, we tell him you have to complete it till 6, and then you'll be able to bring the 5 plus 1. You'll be able to complete your vow. Turning on to Amud Beis, as we near the end of the Masechta, we have a statement from Rabbi Yitzchak, actually two statements, which give us tremendous perspective into the entire Masechta of Menachos. If you take a look at Amud Beis, just below midway, you'll see the start of the new perek. And if you climb up 6 lines, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Mipnei ma nishtanis mincha, shene'emar ba'nefesh." Why is it that the korban mincha described in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, is unique, that it describes it as nefesh, a soul, a life? V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem. Why is the word nefesh used? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, "Midarko lahavi mincha," who would usually bring a korban mincha? Ani, a poor person, regular person, mid-bracket in income, would want to bring an animal korban. Who's going to bring the voluntary flower korban, the mincha? A poor person. In fact, we have such a concept by the korban olava yore, the sliding scale korban. Literally, it's the ani that's bringing the soulless type korban. But this is true generally as an estimation, a person who's going to volunteer a soulless korban, a mincha korban, is probably an ani. Says the Gemara, "Ma'ala ani alav." Hashem used the word nefesh in the Torah to tell you, "Ki ilu ikriv nafshel lefanai." I accept it with the recognition of his self-sacrifice, even though it's not as exciting, perhaps, in the eyes of people, as an animal korban would be. But I recognize his self-sacrifice, and it's as if he gave of his life. Very essence was brought. We have a similar concept. The Gemara Brachas Vav Amud Beis discusses Nosan lo velo hichzir. If a person gives you shalom, greets you, and you don't respond chas v'shalom, nikra gazlan, it's a level of theft, and it's described as gezeles ha'ani, the theft from a poor person. Says Rashi, a poor person, ein lo klum, he has nothing to gift you with. You can't steal from him because he has nothing. Ela shelo lahashiv al shalomo, but he gives you something. He gives you of his essence. He gives you a smile. He gives you a greeting, shalom. He had nothing else to give you. And he gives you that. If you steal that, that's a very high level of theft. You're stealing his essence. You didn't return shalom. You didn't reciprocate. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, continuing in the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Ma nishtanis mincha? Why is mincha so unique? Shenema b'chamisha minei tigun halalu, that it has these 5 different ways to prepare it." Now, the expression in the Gemara is mine tigun. Tigun would be frying. Rashi lists them off. Solas, the flour, machavas or marcheshes, indeed, are fried, either deep fried or pan fried. Vachalos or rikikin de minches ma'afa, and then the ones that are done in the oven. So Tosfos comments. Tosfos says, lo yom etagein minches solas ma'afa tanur. The ones of the mincha, they're not all fried, but nevertheless, yesh bikulo shemen, there's a lot of oil, and therefore the expression is fried. In any case, for the message of the Gemara, the message of the Gemara is that there are 5 different types of minchas that could be volunteered. Why are there 5 different types of minchos? I mean, flour and oil and lavona. I mean, how many ways do you have to make it in order to have the offering? Hashem says 5 different ways. Mashal lamelech basav adam. Imagine an earthly king. Sha'asa lo'avo su'uda. His friend, his beloved, wants to make him a meal. V'yodeya bo shehu ani, and he knows that this friend who wants so much to do something for the king is a poor person. Amar lo, the king would say to him, "Asei li min chamisha minei tigun, make me different dishes from what you could afford, kidei she'enem mimcha, so that I can benefit from you." And that's what Hashem is doing here. If we found that menachos was a little complex with the different types, this was the source of the different types. Hashem wants to give the less wealthy person various ways, a choice of how to approach Hashem, how to offer something as his voluntary karban. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.